We're sitting with Peter Kirchhoff, who is, I think I've mispronounced his name already.
I think you got it right.
Oh, good. And Peter is a new program here at WGXC. He's going to have a morning show. How brave of you. What day is your show going to be?
Well, right now, Choice Cuts.
Choice Cuts is on.
It's on now. It's Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon.
I see.
And in a couple of weeks, I'll be switching to Thursday mornings to host a morning show.
The regular morning show.
It took me a couple of months to come up with the title Choice Cuts, but I'll have to say goodbye to it.
Very
cool. I'll keep it in reserve. One never knows.
Well, welcome to WGXC.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Where do you live in the valley?
Well, right now we live in the Berkshires, my wife and I. We came out here about 6 months ago. I retired from WERS at Emerson College in Boston, but we just fell in love with the Berkshires, so we want to put down some roots. We're not quite sure exactly where yet. Certainly someplace near that 23 corridor, so I can always shoot right down
there. Right. Well, we won't make you pay a toll to get in. We'll let you come right through.
Peter, what got you interested in, getting a show?
Well, I've been in public radio now for 35 years, 34 years.
Oh, okay, wow.
And I actually started off back in those days as a volunteer at a local radio station on Long Island. And from that...
Are you from Long Island?
Yes, I am from Long Island, and I started doing a weekly program, volunteering, and I liked it so much. Well, loved it. It gets in your blood.
It's yeah.
hard to say no to that, and it led into a career
It gets
over the
in
years.
Your blood. Maybe that's what's wrong with us today.
Yeah, I mean,
not
that's
feeling
what,
well. I'm
that
not
could be
feeling
it.
Well.
That could be it.
How old are you?
How old am I now?
Or no, how were you when you started?
Well, I was in my early 30s, I'll put it that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
We don't talk about age around here.
Right.
Yeah, on radio, you're eternally youthful.
Right, exactly.
That's how that works. But it was just really the love of music and sharing that with an audience that appealed to me. I always, even when I was a teenager, thought about being a DJ, and I just never pursued it until at that point in my life, I had a little free time, and I thought, this is the time. What the heck? I might as well try it. And I never looked back. And the fact that it turned into a full-time career and a few stops along the way certainly was not something I anticipated. But
Where'd you go from there?
Well, I went from there to the Hamptons. I was there for many years and then made a almost a 10-year stop in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And then Boston. And
getting paid this whole time.
Getting
too.
Paid the whole time. Oh, I was also awesome. In development. So I helped out with fundraising and also underwriting. So I basically
we need you here.
I did. Right. I did that as well as hosting programs over the years. So right. It was actually sharing that initially, and then it became something entirely different. But I enjoyed it all.
That's cool. And now you're here with
and
us.
Now I'm here.
Great, doing more fundraising.
Well,
yes,
you know,
soon.
Someone once said that, you know, every time you're on the air, you're fundraising.
Yeah.
I guess in a way you are, because you are hopefully encouraging listeners to tune in to begin that giving path sort of thing. But, yeah, I guess it is something that I truly believe in, public radio. Aside from the music, that was the one core value that I always had with me, is that it's all a benefit. And in public radio, you have that freedom to play what you want and also the opportunity to share that with like-minded people. And I met some wonderful people along the way.
I hasten to add that all this fundraising goes mostly for equipment and things of that sort in the general administration of the station because we, the programmers, do not take salaries. So... that's our contribution to the station, plus, you know, a few other things. But
right.
I just wanted our listeners to know that, you know, while you might have had a career in radio, you still have a career in radio here, but
Yes,
it's a different kind.
It's different. But, you know, I also have to say, because I'm looking at your notes, and that is people may not be aware of all the preparation a program takes.
Whether
it's music, you have to decide.
Absolutely.
Sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, with I've hosted jazz programs and also kind of a AAA format. Jazz, the tracks are a little bit longer, so you have a little bit more ability to mix and mingle while you're actually doing the program. I wouldn't necessarily recommend that, but I've done it. Then you also have other types of formats where the songs are a lot shorter. 3 minutes, 4 minutes is an exception. And it takes preparation to decide how you're going to pace the program.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do research, if you're going to have a guest. So, you know, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes.
Well, if we're talking about behind the scenes, how about just the stress of the computer dies or the cord, you know, gets unplugged or something like that. You know,
we've had many incidents like that where
the telephone
especially,
won't come on.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Phone system.
Anything.
Doesn't help us.
I'll just tell one quick story. This happened back in the LP days, where I was working at a station and they had two turntables which were on either side of the board, and the phone rang, and I went to, so I was playing an album on the air. I turned to answer the phone, and somehow I knocked the needle right off of the album. It went up in the air, and it was like slow motion. I put my hand up on the way down, and it landed on the palm of my hand, and I had no memory of what cut that was, because I mean, it was albums, so you really, was that track 2, 3, where in it? So I just plopped it right back down, and I don't even know if it was the same song.
Wow.
It happens.